Welcome to episode 59 of the Power User Podcast, where unprofessional podcasting sounds oh so very much better. Better than what? We've never specified.
It's not my fault.
This is brought to you by neowin.net, wincustomize.com, and quarter2three.com. I'm your host, Kristen Hatcher, and joining me today is Derek Batting.
Hi.
Hi, Derek.
Hi.
It's just you and me, brother.
It is.
It's just you and me. This is a milestone event, folks.
Brad is actually having lunch with, I think, Bono and Oprah.
Yes.
In an effort to, you know, collaborate.
Yes.
And put their money together to help solve, you know, like AIDS in the third
world peace.
He's still working toward that. You remember the trip he took there that one week?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Right. Well, it's a continuation of that.
You know, people don't realize what a good person Brad is.
He really is a humanitarian.
He is.
And by that, I mean he's like a vegetarian. He eats people.
Ixnay on the evil eating pay.
Ixnay on the animalism pay.
Yeah, exactly. So, hold on. I got to fix this crap here.
Oh, that's another edit point. Now I have to do things.
No, you can leave it in.
Oh, okay. All right, good.
I just had to adjust my...
unprofessional podcasting.
Hey, have we ever lied to our audience?
No.
I don't... Well, not on purpose.
Actually, kind of on purpose.
Okay,
sometimes.
Maybe sometimes.
You remember all that crap I just said about the third world and all that?
Oh, yeah.
Total lies.
Really? Because I really thought he was. You had me going.
Well, you're a blonde. Oh, there's
that
a little,
is true.
Little Brad is in there. Zing!
I prefer golden, like molten gold. That is my hair color. Not blonde.
All right. Princess?
Yeah. Little princess. Yeah, so Brad is not with us this week.
Ooh.
And because he's too busy and important. And Joel is not with us this week, although we may be able to splice him in later for the game segment.
We don't know where the hell
he is. He is out making the streets safe for women and children is basically what he's doing.
He's out chasing around women and children.
Making the streets safe for
okay.
women and children.
He's chasing around women and making children.
Yes. In a nutshell.
Dr. Love.
In the news today.
Oh, we have news.
Well, actually, yesterday.
I have to say this first. Mark Athona says girl parts.
Oh, that's sorry. So 5 minutes ago.
I know. And yeah. I have to give a call out to Island Dog because he asked me to.
Right. So. Hey, Island Dog. Yeah. Island Dog actually works for Stardock now. Woot. He is our internet evangelist.
Hot dog.
Hot dog.
Welcome to the fold.
That's right.
Yes, we will be extracting your soul and placing it in a jar.
Yes.
Somewhere in, where are they now? Where do they put them?
Well, he's in Florida.
Okay.
Well, so that's where we put him. Oh, in the basement.
Okay.
In the basement. We put the souls in the basement.
That explains that creepy light that comes from that one little window.
Yeah, it does. Ooh. That's not a window.
Oh, what is it?
it's just a
portal
cell.
To another dimension.
Yeah, that's right. So welcome, Island Dog.
Yay.
And, he now is carrying the torch and wearing the white robes of the evangelist. So there we go.
Wearing the little white coats that hug themselves.
Yes.
With the sleeves that tie in the back.
Yeah, we'll get to that later.
Corporate issue.
Corporate issue, right. But in top news yesterday.
Wouldn't that be cool if we had straitjackets with the logo embroidered on it?
That would be cool.
Badass!
You know,
that
I was just going to chastise you for interrupting, but that would totally be so cool.
See, I wouldn't do it without a good reason.
Yeah.
We should take a vote.
Oh, that's
all
crap.
In favor? Aye.
You totally do it all the time without good reason.
I don't. I'm usually the victim of interrupters.
That is true. All right. Look at this. 3 minutes and 42 seconds in.
Oh, my God.
All we've got is crap. Uh-oh.
What's vibrating, Kristen?
Nothing.
Awkward.
Could you cut that out, please?
You'd like to believe that, wouldn't you?
It was my cell phone, okay? That's all.
Then why are you blushing? Even your forehead's red.
Really?
Yeah, it really is.
Oh, that's funny. All right. We actually do have news that I've tried to get to twice now. I'm actually going to do it this time. Yesterday, voting happened. Of course, we are recording this.
Voting happened.
Voting happened against all odds. Voting happened, apparently. That yesterday was Wednesday, or Tuesday, November 6th. Today's Wednesday, November 7th. When you hear this, it'll be the following Monday, so who the heck knows. But apparently, 8 different states had problems with their electronic voting.
Big, big problems. Big, big problems.
Big problems. Election Data Services, a Washington-based consulting firm, and I'm reading this from a New York Times article, said that the chaos of the presidential election of 2000 and the enactment 2 years later of the Help America Vote Act had led to the biggest shift in voting equipment in United States history, affecting perhaps 55 million voters in yesterday's election. And changes were most common in smaller jurisdictions, which are often short of resources to correct election day errors. So, yay, we're leaping into the 20th century. But, of course, anytime you make sweeping changes like that, people get all crazy.
We're one of the most technologically advanced countries on the planet. And we can't figure out how to make a machine substitute a pencil and a piece of paper with two checkboxes on it.
Yeah,
one's
sad, isn't it?
Over here, the other one's way over here with the name of the cat that you want to vote for.
Garfield?
Or Heathcliff. Who cares? you can write yourself in. This is not the presidential election.
Right, exactly. You can write yourself in for the presidential election, can't you?
Can you? Well, I suppose you can, but, well, you can here.
You're not going to win. That's basically what it comes
down
to.
Everyone just did that and no one got elected?
Yeah, that'd be freaking awesome.
Come on, man.
Because then you know what would happen. We'd have to go through all that voting crap again.
Yeah, but it would.
And frankly, by the time the presidential elections voting is over, I am so glad that it's over that I don't even care who the president is. He can only screw it up for 4 years.
Until about a week later.
Yeah. Yeah, until the edicts start coming down from on high.
This one's been screwing it up for six.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Carrying on a family tradition. You know, I said that. I don't even know what that means, really, because I don't follow politics. So I just said that for no apparent reason. I apologize. Okay, so what kind of problems did people experience?
Oh, God, what didn't they?
Well, I don't know. You tell me.
No, that's all.
Mad cows?
It rained down frogs from the sky, and the seas turned to blood, and the sky scorched, and...
Wow. Ooh,
yeah, and all because of Diebold.
Well, they are from hell, apparently.
Some of these people, like in Kane County in Illinois... Mm-hmm. weren't properly trained, and apparently they booted up the electronic voting machines improperly.
Oh, God.
You ever turn a computer on yourself?
Well, not myself. I have people do that for me.
Right, because you're the princess.
Right. Yes, I have turned on a computer, but they're not just, they're kiosks, right? They're not just Windows
boxes. Okay, it's
boxes.
A computer in a wooden box.
Right. But I'm saying, there must be
hard
some kind
stuff.
Of process. To
you turn it on, you put it, well, actually, you put the key card in first. You turn it on. If there's a little paper thing you got to put in there,
yeah.
You do.
Yeah. Let me tell you exactly how this goes down, right? The people who volunteered to do this practiced for, days prior to this. Everything worked fine every single time. I'm just making this up, but I bet you $1 million this is exactly what happened. Because this, if
you're
it was
on.
Me,
$1 million?
This is what would have happened. They practiced for days in advance, and come to the day... They actually moved them to the location. Something got jiggled or something. And they tried to boot up. And
yeah, but something got jiggled in 192 districts?
Yes. That's what I'm telling you.
That's a lot because of jiggling going on and nothing registered on the Richter scale.
Because this is what would have happened to me. Then you go to boot up like you have every single other time. And it's like, oh, God, I have a line out the door. And I don't know. Oh, God, somebody help me. Yeah.
In Madison, Wisconsin, there was a bomb threat.
Oh, see, now that has nothing to do with the
exactly.
computers.
But it is a delay.
It is.
You know, it's somebody went, I hate everything.
I love this. Willette Skolank, I apologize for mutilating your name. Willette Skolank, a troubleshooter for the elections board in Cuyahoga County, Ohio.
Cuyahoga County.
Cuyahoga.
Shout out to all the people in Cuyahoga Woo-hoo. County. Woo! I actually know where that is.
I bet you do, being that you have family there in Ohio. He said, we got five machines. One of them's got to work. That's pretty much what my quote would have been. Holy crap. I don't know what's going on. That's
20%, man.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, it's just
sad. Odds aren't great, but hey.
It's sad, I tell you. Sad.
It very much is.
Yeah, anything else funny or interesting happened with
In
the
Maryland,
money?
Where serious machine problems caused chaos during the... Chaos!
Chaos! Oh, God, it's chaos.
The sea's boiling, the sky bled. No. Actually, it doesn't even...
It probably did
automated plastic cards needed to start the machines just simply weren't there. They didn't show up. So that's the chaos that ensued.
yeah,
exactly. They went, no cards!
Right, that's... Yeah, I'm telling you. Here's the problem. Computers screw up. It does happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, we do everything we can to make sure that these voting machines work properly. Sometimes things are just going to happen. It is one of the most important things. People get all bent out of shape, right? Because it's the presidential election, and we can't just accept computers sometimes screw up. We can't accept that,
right?
Because it costs $1 million and all this stuff. And when I say $1 million, I'm just throwing a number out there. It costs a ton of money. I like the word a million, okay?
$1 million.
And then what do they do?
What do they do?
They get volunteers to run the polling places on mm-hmm. those days. Yeah. And those people, as good as they are at heart, are probably like, I mean, how much training have they actually gotten?
I want to help my local
government. I mean, honestly, they're probably good people who are just like, show up that day to work, and somebody's like, all right, boot up the computer. And they're like, okay, I've got my list of instructions, and oh, my God,
but
there's no cards
read.
Here, so I don't know what to do. I mean, it boggles my mind that we require volunteers for the... I mean, could we not come up with the money to pay
kinda
some
like
people?
Kind of like how all our aircraft and weapons and everything goes out to the lowest possible bidder. Kind of like that. You're vibrating again.
<It's>
it
Joel.
Was in your lap. That's why your eyes got real big there for a second.
I have to answer this. It's Joel.
We'll take it.
Hello, Joel.
Meanwhile, back at the podcast.
All right.
So that was Joel then?
That was Joel then. He's going to chat at us.
He's
going to
join
we'll
us a little bit later?
Yeah, in about 15, 20
okay,
minutes.
Okay, good. Well.
Which should be just about right. Where were we?
You just got the phone with Joel.
Yeah, I know, but where were we in the story?
We were talking about how these voting machines cost $1 million, and then they get inbred hill dwellers to run them.
That was not my point, and you know it.
It was something like that.
It was not even like that.
It was kind of like that. You're like, I don't even know my alphabet.
I did not say that.
I can run a polling machine.
What I was saying was that people show up there, probably, you know, volunteers show up there, and they're like given probably a sheet of instructions here, boot up this machine.
Right.
And they go to do it, and it's like, oh, my God, I need some kind of plastic card, not here.
Okay, why don't they call the local Mensa chapter and have those cats
that's
come
good,
down?
That's
how
a
about
good
that?
Point.
Or, you know,
those
if they're near
all rocket
Harvard,
scientists, and they're like, no, I'm way too busy
yeah, right?
and important.
If you're not currently in brain surgery, could you come down and help us with this little plastic card that slides
right.
in and out of here?
Right. You know, you have
think.
A point there. But they ask for volunteers, and... I mean,
they should be soliciting these people a year in advance.
They should be.
Do your civic duty. Be a volunteer. Be a volunteer. Be a volunteer.
You know, I tell you, I'd be willing to bet that the people who volunteer are actually intelligent people. But what was one of the things they were saying
in
the story?
They feed them, don't they? I bet they feed them.
They probably do.
Do they? They come in and they work for like pizza?
Would you stop being down on these volunteers? It's making me mad.
Look at how much stuff is broke here.
One of these people.
And most of it is not mechanical or electronic. It is the fact that people weren't trained properly.
Yes. That is my point.
That is my point.
It's not so much that people are stupid, which is what your point was.
I'm just saying they may potentially have mental deficiencies.
Okay, Brad.
Maybe.
All right.
I'm not a doctor. I'm not a psychologist.
Well, one of the guys, I can't find the quote. See, I'm not somebody who should be volunteering.
Yeah, you do it. And get your finger out of your nose.
Oh, sorry. Is that why it's been bleeding? One of the people quoted here that I can't find now said they were given a list of 42 steps to get these things started.
Yeah, right?
It's like, you know, the steps to boot up my computer on my desk, as you pointed out earlier, push button. Log in.
Here
that's
it is.
Basically it.
As in Indianapolis, inadequate training appears likely to have contributed to troubles in some precincts. One machine used in many precincts, the AccuVote TSX, is delivered with a setup guide that includes 42 steps. Problems had been expected.
Yes.
I can't even figure out how to use a scale in my bathroom.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's funny, but...
But true.
We know the volunteers are good, kind, intelligent people. I say.
Two out of three ain't bad.
Okay, moving on. How many of you out there possibly have a bad web rep? If you do a search for Derek Badding, you will find him wearing nothing but a see-through tutu.
Like I am right now.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's
all about comfort.
It's getting old. Could you take the damn thing
I'm
off
getting old.
Wash it, perhaps? I don't know.
No. It's see-through. The patina adds something to the mystery of the...
Get a Utila kilt, man, if you insist on wearing
actually,
a skirt.
I am going to get
a
Utila kilt.
I do love those things. They're very hot. But you have to wear them with...
I beg your pardon.
Combat boots or construct, you know, the construction
like
boots.
Digger dam boots?
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, I have a pair of army
boots. You can't be wearing them with sandals. That's just wrong.
You can wear them with Chucks, though. Chuck Taylors.
I don't know what those are.
These?
Trust you me. Can. Depends on the style, though. He's wearing what is essentially amounts to a canvas high top.
Yeah. What is a canvas high top? It's the original Chuck Taylor All-Star.
Yes. Well, what would
Converse.
I know about that?
a proud sponsor of Power User TV.
No, they're not.
No, they're really not. But I wish they were, because then they'd send us free shoes. And no, I love Chucks. They're so comfortable.
That would be awesome.
Mine are currently black on black. They're called monochrome.
Mm-hmm.
They're not the traditional black and white that you usually see.
Right.
Though I do have a pair of those, and I enjoy those as well. These are starting to wear out a little bit. So Converse, if you're listening, we would love to have some shoes, and we'll wear them on the shoe. She's no. Okay.
You
go
do
ahead.
Have girl parts, don't you? Because
no. Just because I paint my toenails does not mean I have girl parts.
You've just spent more time talking about your shoes than I ever have in my
life.
All
right. Okay.
Okay. What we're trying to talk about here is for people like Derek who do bad things on the internet
I
and then want to cover it up later.
I don't do bad things on the internet.
Right.
Just because I'm a man whore doesn't mean that I'm ashamed of it. I don't have a bad reputation. In fact, I have references stating how good I really am. How about that?
Are they real people?
No.
Or are they people
I'm,
you
I'm
made
them
up?
Too.
Yeah. That's what I thought. Anyway, a new startup company, Reputation Defender, will act on your behalf by contacting data hosting services and requesting the removal of any materials that threaten your good social standing.
It's about damn time.
Oh, really?
Tell
it's
me
like
this is not a good service.
Seriously.
I mean, people are going, oh, God, what do I do?
Yeah,
you know,
I
mean,
no, I was 20 years old, and I was an idiot, and I was on Girls Gone Wild. Not talking about me here.
Yeah,
thank you.
Of course not. You were going by an alias then.
They well, want girls who have boobs to be on that show. I'm
what
not
was
that
your
person.
Nickname? Candy Cane or something like that? Bubbles Galore?
Something like that, something. Yeah. Anyway, if you've posted some ridiculous blog or something like that, that you, for some reason, can't delete yourself.
That, say, might wind up on, oh, I don't know, Rush Limbaugh.
Or yeah. Or if you've, you know, so in some way incriminated yourself or just basically made yourself look bad, put up naughty pictures, something, any of those things, then you want them removed, you can contact this company, and they will, for $10 to $16 per month, depending on the length of your contract, you can see what they can find out there about you. And then for $30 per instance, they will attempt to remove that stuff that you want removed, whatever
right.
it may be. Now, of course, one of the things that they can't really do is if it's something that's in a like a newspaper article or something.
A major publication or like a
that you
court
want,
report or
yeah,
something
that
like that.
That you want removed from online, they'll try, but a lot of times they're
yeah,
not going to succeed.
There's only so far they
area.
Can go.
Right, but if you're just talking about, you know, somebody got a naughty picture of you and put it up on their MySpace page.
Right.
They can try and remove that
right.
for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, the things like MySpace, Facebook, Zanga, Flickr,
mm-hmm.
you know, Google, YouTube, what have you.
Right.
You know, all that's pretty simple. And these are a combination, actually, of site-scraping robots and good old-fashioned human detective work.
Yeah.
To find all this stuff.
Yeah.
So there is a human behind it. It's not like they just put your name into Google
and
go,
oh,
eh,
got
let's
nothing.
Let's see what we can
yeah,
find. Yeah,
exactly.
30
You're
bucks,
fine.
Please.
Yeah. So, and you know, actually this started out, just for kids because, you know, a lot of kids get online and then they do stupid stuff.
Right. And then you got to clean it up.
You're out. And they can, depending on what it is, suffer lifelong harm. Now I gotta be honest. I don't actually know what a 10-year-old could do that would make them suffer lifelong harm.
Don't
you couldn't
remember
you
that,
just say
that 10-year-old that like bought a helicopter on eBay?
Well, but that's... That's not something I think that Reputation Defender would actually be able to fix.
Right. Well, when they didn't deliver, the kid cussed him out up and down. It was great.
So
he was like, your mother, you know.
So they could remove those posts,
right,
is what you're saying.
Right,
yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, because I'm thinking, if you're 10 years old and you make some kind of political statement, is that really going to come back to haunt you later when you're 30 and you've actually, like, got a brain in your head and
what's
education?
Going through my mind is, don't drink and hard drive.
That's good advice for anybody
Man.
Of any age.
Oh,
yeah.
It's
like the drink and the cell phone calling the ex-girlfriend.
Yeah,
bad
don't drink and dial either,
yeah,
man.
No.
Yeah, because the next day you're like,
oh,
what did
crap.
I do?
Yeah.
What
if
did
you even
I
remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get that phone call and your buddies are like, man, you're on the phone for an hour. You have no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, same thing with the internet. You know, you'll be out there just typing away.
Totally.
Typing up your manifesto and just letting them have
it.
Because you're mad and damn it, you want the world to know.
That's right.
And then the next day you're like,
and it's been
your
linked
monitor's
on Dig.
Still on and you're like drooling on your own arm with keys imprinted on your forehead.
And
you know,
whatever,
how did I get here?
Oh yeah, whatever it was that you you wrote has been linked on Slashdot and Dig. And
oh
it,
yeah,
it's everywhere.
It's been dug. And
oops. Yeah.
Yep.
So basically, you know, those things happen, and they happen to a lot of people. And so this company is basically going to help. They actually have, now what did they say here? They have a three-part service. If I can find it.
Yeah, they have three services. One's called My Reputation.
Yes.
Aimed at adults hoping to track down and eliminate those momentary lapses of reason. Which also, by the way, is a very good Pink Floyd album.
Indeed.
Have you heard it? I like it.
I like most of it, but yeah. That was after Roger Waters, right?
Right.
After he left.
Yeah.
So.
Right. Tangent Man.
Yes.
And then they also have a service called My Child for parents who want to protect their children from errors of youth that may come back to haunt them later in life.
Right.
And they also have a third called My Privacy, which helps to remove a client's data from the web's various data brokering websites to store private information like social security numbers, mm-hmm. driver's license numbers,
and that
addresses,
one's not released
blah, blah, blah,
yet,
blah,
right?
Blah, blah, blah. Right. Yeah, you're the first two are out there. The third one will be released shortly, I'm sure.
And that one, that could be of use to anybody.
Oh, yeah, that's huge, especially in today's day and age when everything is in a computer, everything.
When this company goes public, I'm buying stock.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. So. And if you wonder who's on the advisory board, it's actually pretty impressive. A former presidential campaign speechwriter, a law professor at Harvard, and an MIT graduate.
Nice.
You know, all top-notch thinkers. These guys are not, you know, working the ballots machine, the voting machine. These guys have
They're the ones
jobs.
Who should be. Yeah. Well, that's all good information. And we will link that one. Let's link that one.
That is a good one to link, yeah.
Because people are going to want to know. I bet our audience
wants to know.
There
are probably some people
this.
Out there who have posted things in our very forums that they regret.
Oh, yes. I would imagine.
All they have to do is ask us to take
it
down.
Yeah, I'll take it down, man.
Half the time, we delete it anyway. Do you see what this
we
idiot said?
We actually get 150 comments
delete.
Per show, but...
you only see 17.
Only few make it through. We wish.
Oh, all and right. One last thing about these yes. guys. If you're worried about them kind of wiping everything, mm-hmm. not so. They're actually pretty keen on First Amendment rights as far
yes.
as, you know, freedom of speech. And so they understand that fine line between.
Plus, you have to pay them $30 per instance.
Yeah, funk that.
And I assume when they say per instance, they mean, like, if you say, I've got a bad picture out there. I don't know how many places it is. Mm-hmm. $30 to remove all of them, not $30 per picture, is what I'm assuming. But I could
You'd
be
like
totally
to think that,
wrong,
wouldn't you?
Couldn't I? Yeah. God, I hope there's no...
Well, I would imagine it's per incident. Like,
yeah.
if that naked picture,
yeah.
we'll say, is on Facebook,
yeah.
and maybe it got on Dig,
yeah.
and it's in Flickr, and it's in a film version on YouTube, and it's on MySpace,
right.
and it's in someone's blog, et cetera.
Right.
All of those sites may or may not cooperate with being asked to take it down.
Right.
And the only way that any site has to actually take it down if this company asks you to is if a judge... delivers a court order that says you have to take it down.
Right.
So these sites could just go, no, forget it, piss off. Mm-hmm. And then they send them a threatening letter, and then they say, well, we're going to go get a court order, and we'll have
right.
a judge make you take it down. A lot of people just simply want to
not have
that. They don't want to go that far. It's just easier
right.
to hit delete
right.
than go through all
right.
the legal hassle.
And I tell you what, too. I mean, a lot of times sites, for example, MySpace, a huge site, you
right.
know, and it's like...
Well, they have, what, 8, 9
yeah, they're,
users?
Well, I mean, A, users... I mean, a site like that is like, yeah, sure. You know, usually if you just contact them, they're going to be pretty cool about it. Of
mm-hmm.
course, in that case, it's sort of the individual user. But, you know, when Stardock released Galactic Civilizations 2,
right.
and it was on all these BitTorrent sites,
right.
We would go to the various torrent sites and say, hey, our game is up here. Would you mind removing it? And pretty much to a man, they all said,
yeah.
yes, indeed, we will.
Yep.
We didn't
usually
know it was there. Sorry about that. You know,
mm-hmm.
totally easy. So most of the time, they just don't know it's there.
You catch more flies with sugar than
that
with vinegar.
That is right.
Is that what they say?
They
Something
do
like
say
that.
That. I don't know who they are, but they say
you
it
know,
all
the
time. The
proverbial they, mm-hmm. they, them, those
yes.
who.
The enemies of the internet?
No.
Oh.
Not
because that's our next story.
No, they don't. Hey,
the enemies of the internet don't say anything.
Wait, hang on. Oh, God.
Are you all right? Do you need a doctor?
I got something on my see-through smock.
Oh, gross.
It's what is this? It's wild cherry Pepsi with a great new taste. See?
Yeah. How was it the second time around?
Cherry flavor.
Oh.
Cherry flavor
God.
And bile.
That's disgusting. You mean it's not bile flavored in the first place?
No, but we have some, what is it, Blazing Buffalo and cat poop
yes,
Doritos
we do.
Or
yes.
whatever those are?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, I don't know how that, I still mm-hmm. don't know how that got through the testing.
Yeah, I don't know.
It tastes like crap. It is. Run with it.
Alrighty. All right, enemies of the internet. A list of 13 enemies of the internet has been released by human rights group Reporters Without Borders. And Their acronym is the RSF because it actually is the French spelling of Reporters Without Borders, like Reporters Sans, whatever the French word is for borders.
Frontiers.
Yeah. Reporters Sans Frontiers.
Yeah, Sans Frontenay, actually.
Okay, there you go. Yeah. See, Derek is so smart. All right, so the RSF has come out with their most recent list of 13 enemies of the internet, and those 13 are Belarus. This is in alphabetic order, by the way, not necessarily in order of badness.
Of heinousness.
Right. Belarus, Burma, China, Cuba.
China's got to be up there.
Egypt, though. Yeah. Iran, North Korea, duh. Saudi Arabia, Syria, Tunisia, Turkmenistan, Uzbekistan, and Vietnam. So shame on all of you.
I don't even know if half of those places are real.
You think I just made them up?
Yeah, you throw Stan on the end of anything, it could be a little country somewhere.
Derek,
you know?
Stan?
That's Cornflakistan, you know, where they're big on cereal, you know?
Oh,
where
okay.
People cheat a lot, like Infidelistan. It could happen. You don't know.
All righty.
Go ahead.
So for the first time, Egypt has been added to the list, while Nepal...
Yeah, what happened?
I don't know.
What happened in Egypt?
How would I know? I can't get on the internet there, so I don't know.
You got me there.
Each time I go to Egypt, they don't allow me on the internet. Egypt has been added to the list, while Nepal, Libya, and the Maldives have all been removed.
Well, good.
Yeah, I didn't even know they had electricity in Nepal, so thank you. I was channeling Brad. Thank you. All right, so those are the people that basically are naughty. Naughty, naughty censorers.
Naughty. Not in that good kind of way.
No. Three bloggers have been arrested and detained this year for speaking out in favor of democratic reform, apparently in Egypt. That was an RSF spokesman.
Oh, okay. See, there we go.
Yeah, that's what happened in Egypt. Yeah. You know, of course, in America, we're so used to being able to speak out on whatever we want that it is very shocking to me that a blogger would be, you know, it's like... Hello, it's just a blog. And the minute you start attaching importance to those things, then they gain importance, you know?
Right.
Yeah, go ahead. Make martyrs of people. Yeah. If you want a revolution, just feel free to do that.
You're getting deep, man.
And that's just me talking. All right. Somebody needs a hug.
It's me.
It's me. And luckily, I can buy a hug now. I can buy a
whole series of hugs.
Yeah, I'm right here.
Hello.
Wallet in hand. All right, so Time Magazine, Time.com, is reporting as one of the best inventions of 2006, and this thing is just too good not to report on.
I saw this link come up in IRC, and everyone's going, man, this has got to be the dumbest thing ever.
Yeah.
And I'm going, I want one.
I know. Well, it is dumb, but at the same time, it's like, but I still
want
one.
Okay, here it is. You decide. Yes. Let us know what you think.
Yeah, I'd like to know what you guys think. One of us maybe should say something. All right, it's a shirt that is a PDA also. It is a shirt that is a personal digital assistant. It is not?
Oh. No, it's not.
All right, why don't I just read the whole damn thing? It's called The Amazing Embrace. Remember when PDA stood for something other than personal digital assistant? It can again with the hug shirt. You heard me right, folks. Hug shirt. A high-tech garment that simulates the experience of being embraced by a loved one. Now, get this. It's not just that it's a tight-fitting shirt. When a friend sends you a virtual hug, your cell phone notifies the shirt wirelessly via Bluetooth. The shirt then recreates that person's distinctive cuddle, replacing his or her warmth, pressure. Yes, replicating his or her warmth, pressure, duration, and even heartbeat. And yes, the hug shirt is fully washable.
There you go.
I know what I want for Christmas.
See, and when this came up,
yeah.
I said, I want one. And they're all saying, oh, it's the dumbest thing ever. And I'm like, dude, I'll take two.
And Chris, I'll take yours and yours.
And Chris says, what happens if you get like one of those excessive bear huggers? I said, well, you know, then I have someone call me and I turn blue for a while.
Yeah.
It's fun for the whole family.
Fun for everybody in the office.
Watch this.
Let's all call Derek at once.
You're trying to eat lunch and you get a call and you're like, hey! Or you're choking and you could get like an instant Heimlich phone call.
I don't think it
You just tie it around your waist, and then you call somebody.
Look,
calls
it's
you,
a tight
like,
shirt, but I don't think it works quite in that way.
You don't know.
I have got
have
to try this
one?
Thing out.
Have you worn
no,
one?
No, I haven't. I haven't.
Well, what do you know?
I don't. I know nothing.
Ask me. You have to poo-poo all over it.
Because that's what
it's
I
machine
do.
Washable. No, that's not what I meant.
That's what I do, man. I poo-poo on things. Okay.
The poo-poo princess.
Yes. However, I do want me one of these shirts. So
I want me one. Oh, how much do you think it is?
Oh God. I don't know.
$1 million.
Yeah, really. I mean, it's got to be like $150. It's my guess. And it's not even, I mean, it's not
like
really my kind of shirt. But I'll wear the damn thing.
I'll go with under $100.
You think?
Yeah.
The inventor is Cute Circuit. So we should probably look that up and
yeah,
see what they have to say. But I tell you what, good on you, Cute Circuit.
Oh, yeah.
That's cute.
What other cute things they have?
All right. I don't know.
Maybe we should link that, too.
Ah, let's link
this
it.
This is the show of frivolous links.
Frivolous links. Here we go.